the areas in which that student is struggling in. But for me, I utilize their strengths. If there's a child that's super creative, we're going to do creative projects, even if it can't be as like a hands-on based project that we would do in person. I would more have them lead that independently and kind of build that from there. And I think that's really important for them to be able to utilize their strengths within their learning. And then I also use a backwards approach. So I use the understanding by design. So I look at their end of, you know, what is that end result that we're really trying to get at? What's that objective and what are those end goals? So I'll look at state standards, national standards, and their personal goals. So that way they're really not just focusing on that one goal for that one moment, but what is like a year long goal that they have. And from there, I work backwards and I create steps that we could utilize in order to really scaffold that learning and really help them get to that goal while also